The Federal Aviation Administration announced new rules today requiring drone owners to register with the federal government and attach a registration number, just like a license plate. The law applies to any unmanned aircraft between half a pound and 55 pounds, and that includes many of the hundreds of thousands of drones that are expected to be purchased this holiday season and given away as gifts. Vivek Wadhwa is a fellow at the Center for Corporate Governance at Stanford University. He follows the tech industry very closely. And he joins us. Vivek Wadhwa, welcome to Here and Now.
It's good to be here, Jeremy.
And what do you make of this announcement from the FAA requiring people to register those drones that they're going out and buying maybe for Christmas?
I can see that the FAA is struggling to come up with a policy that balances the needs for security with the inconvenience that they're going to cause. And this is the best that they could come up with, you know, given the constraints that they have. I don't blame them for doing this, even though it's going to be very cumbersome, and I'm not convinced it's going to be very effective.
Why not? What should they be doing?
Well, the cat is out of the bag. We should have had these discussions a few years ago and programmed drones or required drones to have chips in them that keep them out of secure areas and that also prevent them from being misused. You know, drones could be used for a lot of good, as they're being done right now, or for a lot of evil. I mean, imagine if the bad guys started arming these drones up with weapons or with bombs and dropping them on public targets. I mean, those are the things I worry about, frankly.
Well, why not just outlaw them then? Nobody needs to have a drone as a toy to play with.
Because there are many valid and useful reasons to use these. I mean, the fact is that we will be doing delivery using drones. The fact is that we can now optimize construction using drones. The fact is we can do safety checks. We can monitor traffic. And ultimately, you really can't stop people from building these technologies because they're so simple to build that you know that you can buy all the parts you need and build your own drone right now. It's not complex at all.
But it's also a safety concern at this point, even if it's not being used for evil purposes. A study released earlier this month from Bard College cited more than 240 close call collisions between drones and planes in the last 2 years.
Well, this is the world we live in right now, that you have technology that can be used for good and it can be used for evil. I mean, it started with fire. That with fire, you could burn down houses. So what if we had banned fire because you can burn down houses with it? The fact is that this is how it is with all advancing technologies. And we're going to be facing these issues more and more over the next decade because there are going to be many other technologies that advance in the same way and that cause the same debates as are happening right now with drones.
Well, another one that comes to mind is lasers, these people who have laser pointers and they're distracting pilots who are trying to come in for a landing.
Yes, and the lasers are going to get better and more powerful, and they'll be like what we saw in science fiction. The trouble is that these lasers that are causing these problems are made in China. They're not even made over here, and you can carry them in your pocket, and you could buy them on the internet, so you really can't stop those either.
So why are the legal standards lagging as much as they are then? Why hasn't the government been able to keep up with the changes in technology and the possibility for trouble?
Because things are happening much too fast. Laws are essentially codified ethics. Ethics are a consensus that develop over a period of time. Sometimes it takes hundreds of years to develop a consensus on what's good and what's bad. And there are dissenting views on all of these things. Now, people don't even understand these technologies. Most of the listeners won't understand the power of drones, the fact that they're advancing at such a rapid pace and they've become so powerful for good and for bad. How are we going to develop laws when most people don't understand it? There's no social consensus on the values and the ethics, and lawmakers are even behind the times. Most lawmakers don't understand these issues. If you don't, you know, if the general public doesn't understand the impact of these technologies, do you think that the politicians in Washington, D.C. do? They're basically busy, you know, fighting different battles with each other. They're not busy looking at advancing technologies.
So what's the solution, Vivek Wadhwa? You've obviously laid out that there's a real problem here.
We need to be discussing, because the same issues are going to happen now with synthetic biology, for example. And we read about CRISPR, which is gene editing. I wrote a piece for the Washington Post in which, for the first time ever, I advocated that we stop a technology for now until we understand it, which is editing human embryos. that we need to slow down every now and then, and we need to be having policy discussions. There are people who understand these technologies. There are people who understand the impact. We need to be bringing them together. You know, another big fear I have is all of these robots that we're building, all of these advances that are happening in technology with AI. We're going to be taking jobs away. I see us headed into a jobless future, and yet you can't even have rational discussions about that because people don't believe that this is going to happen. So when we don't have consensus on the impact of technology, when we don't understand the issues, it's very hard to deliver, to come up with laws. But we need to start having these discussions. We need to now have discussions nationwide about all of these technologies and start educating people or the right people, and then deciding on what the policies should be.
You know, people won't be surprised to hear you say that about things like drones or lasers or other technologies. You actually include social media in that as something that has advanced faster than the regulation can keep up.
Exactly. Look at the battles we have on social media. I mean, look at the look at how Donald Trump is using social media. Look at how President Obama used it to get elected. That it can be used for good, it can be used for bad. Now, look at the way ISIS is using it. Look at the way they're recruiting jihadis on social media. The same social media that brings us together and lets us share photographs with our families and lets grandma know what the grandchildren are doing. The same technology that's being used to recruit radicals for evil causes. So this is the nature of technology, that good and bad at the same time.
Although there are some who would be worried about more government intervention, government being able to listen in on more of our conversations, being able to look at encrypted communications through iMessage or WhatsApp.
Yes, and that's something I've worried about for many years. The fact is that our smartphones know where we go. They know who we meet. They know who we talk to. Apple reads our emails. Google reads our emails before we do. They know everything we think because when we search for something, they have all of this information. Already now, technology companies have more information than Big Brother ever dreamed about. And guess what? The government is piggybacking on them. It's not only our government. It's not the U.S. government I worry about. It's foreign governments that are trying to learn more about us and gain access to our trade secrets and so on. So all of this is, the cat is already out of the bag. This is already what's happening. We voluntarily carry devices in our pockets that are spying on us. You know, frankly, we don't know when the camera of the phone goes on and when it goes off. People take their iPhones into the shower with them. Well, guess what? Someone could be watching you when you're in the shower. You don't know it. This is the scary thing about the technology we already have, good and evil at the same time.
How would you respond to people who listen to what you just said and say, he's an alarmist, come on, this is not so bad, it's not going to ruin the world?
Well, read what Snowden had disclosed about the way the U.S. government is spying. Read the reports about the Chinese government spying on us. Read about how terrorists are using this information. The fact is that, good and bad at the same time, I'm in favor of the U.S. government listening to some of the communications. I'm not in favor of them listening to everything. But the fact is that they're trying to protect us when we have many other parties trying to harm us, to steal information from us. But this is the reality today, whether we know it or not.
So let me just finally bring you back to the issue of drones, because that's the news today. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing these new rules requiring drone owners to register with the federal government. You don't think that that's a step in the right direction?
It's the best policy they could have come up with. I'm not sure if it's what we're going to have in the future. I think that we're going to be learning as we go and muddling through policy, because there are going to be problems with drones being misused. We're going to have them spying on people's houses. When Amazon starts delivering its goods via drones, we're going to have another set of debates. So this is the beginning. This is not the end of the debate. This is just the FAA trying to get in and do the most sensible thing they could, given the time that they have to come up with policy.
That's Vivek Wadhwa, who's a fellow at the Center for Corporate Governance at Stanford University. Vivek Wadhwa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.